Greetings and welcome to the Audio Tidbits Podcast Network. We hope you enjoy the show.
Thanks for joining me for this episode of How to Matter, where to matter makes a difference, and to make a difference matters. I've been musing some about success, thinking, wonder how we decide who is and isn't successful. Wonder how we decide what is and isn't successful for us, for other people, for our children. I'm beginning to think that maybe success is some kind of an illusion we impose on ourselves as a motivator. We want to be successful. We need to be successful. We're going to be successful. Maybe success is just some kind of a frame we put around whatever it is we want to do, what we think is important, what we value. So, of course, the question for you is, what constitutes success? Who's successful? If you are successful, why? If you're going to be successful, when and under what conditions? What frame do you put around success? Let's see what frame our narrator has put on success for us.
What are your success goals? 9 out of 10 people's responses: to be rich, to have $1 million. Well, okay. That would certainly change your life, assuming you do not already have $1 million or $2 million laying around. And if that is your success goal, what have you done today to get yourself further down the $1 million track? While you are contemplating your next $1 million, take time to consider other possibilities. For you, being a totally competent parent, leading a winning team, being sure your community has the highest quality schools, eliminating hunger, or writing the next best-selling novel may be more important. How you define success is up to you. They are your success goals, not someone else's. Your challenge is to develop a range of success goals, not a single win-lose success goal. Set success goals exceeding your reach but not your vision. Be clear about what success is for you, how your life is changed when you succeed. Be clear about what you need to do and what you do to succeed. Be persistent and consistent in your pursuit of your success.
I seriously doubt that 90% of us think that having piles of money would be the best measure of success for us, or for anyone else for that matter. Sure, few of us would turn it down if they suddenly dumped a truckload of cash at our front door. Even so, I suspect probably for the majority of us, our priorities lie somewhere else. Be that as it may, I do think that we probably mostly have a tendency to think of success as having something to do with the good life, a lack of stress and pressure, a comfortable world where we can enjoy ourselves, focus on what we like to do, where we set the pace and direction of things. Our narrator has a take on that and includes an important caveat. Real success is, he thinks, quite different than the popular conception. Let's take a listen.
Most people associate success with a good life or with having it made. For them, people who are successful only work when they want to work, and when they do work, they only do those things they like to do. The rest of the time, which is most of the time, they do mostly whatever they want to do, whenever they want to do it. The principle is being successful makes it possible to be self-indulgent. Success is about as far from self-indulgence as winning the Indianapolis 500 is from liking to drive. It helps to enjoy a lot of the 1,000 things you do to succeed, but it is very unlikely you enjoy them all, and equally unlikely you enjoy even things you do like all of the time. Success is not about having fun, it is about succeeding. In the long run, this may be the single most important factor separating you from people who only dream about success. The dreamers believe enjoying what they do is truly important. You understand your success is the only thing that matters. The ironic twist is you are having a lot more fun succeeding than the dreamers are having complaining about what they have to do in order to have time to do what they like to do. You are succeeding, and by any measure, success is a lot more fun than the alternatives.
This time, I agree. What we need to do to succeed is usually a whole lot of work. It takes concentration, attention, persistence, determination, and all of those things over a long period of time. The success path may not be all uphill, but it's certainly not all downhill. I also agree that we are way too complex. Life is way too complicated to have only one, to have a single success goal. There are multiple things we value. There are multiple people and situations that are important. We have multiple priorities. And in my world, as I suspect is true in yours, all of the priorities represent personal success goals. When are we successful? When and only when we have our priorities in hand. When and only when we are getting on down that success path as we manage all of our priorities on our way up that hill. Our narrator has some final advice that I think is well worth taking to heart.
There are two additional elements separating you from the dreamers. First, they save their personal best for those things they think really matter. Second, they adjust their level of effort to how important they think something is. The result is most of what they do does not reflect their best work. It is more enjoyable, or at least not as unpleasant for them that way. For you, though, a different standard operates. Your self-discipline rules are: if what I am doing does not warrant my personal best, I am probably doing the wrong thing. I do whatever I am doing as if it were the most important thing I have ever done. You have likely heard the story about the self-made man. I am a self-made man. It does look like after all these years you would have gotten better at it. The next time, you may want to consider outsourcing the job. Since you cannot outsource your success, everything you do matters, nothing you do is unimportant. You are working for you, nothing but your best effort will ever do. Your success deserves no less than your best, the first time, on time, every time, with everything, no exceptions, no excuses.
There you have it. Do your best to do your best with your multiple priorities, with your multiple success goals. And I would wish for you that as one of your success goals, you join me in always trying to assure that we do our best to make a difference with people who make a difference to us. Thanks for taking time to listen. I'm Dr. Gary Crow. My website is howtomatter.net. I hope we have a chance to visit again soon.